At age 80, Carol Dale's best football days are more than a lap or two behind him. But the former Packers Super Bowl starter is still strong and energetic and serving the Lord in his hometown of Wise, Virginia. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. We're online for you for more info anytime at WWIB.com. Carol Dale helped the Packers win the NFL's first two Super Bowls, 35-10 over Kansas City and 33-14 over Oakland. He had 35 touchdowns as a Packer, and he's a member of the Green Bay Hall of Fame. And he's with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So you've been a follower of Jesus Christ, Carol, since you were a kid. You have this desire to please him and keep your relationship with him going in the right direction. It always seems to be the basis of every big decision in your life. Can you tell me how this spiritual compass was built into your life?
Well, it goes back. My mom especially was very dedicated, and we live in a small town where these corporation limits are almost in the end, you know, about 2,000, maybe 2,500 people in small coal mining towns. There's several towns close, like there's six little towns in the county here, and my dad was a coal miner, and of course things were pretty tough financially, and so my mom, we didn't have a car up until I was a sophomore, so she'd walk a mile and a half, and of course she made me go too, and then sometimes on Sunday we'd ride with the uncle, and so as I was growing up, around the high school, when I was about seventh grade, I think they had a championship team at the high school, and the grade school and the high school were all the same building, and I got to, I'd see the football players going to practice, and for some reason, I had developed a desire, I wanted to play football. Why, I don't know. We didn't have sandlot football, for the kids. It weren't Pop Warner or anything, so you couldn't even play till you got to the eighth grade. And so I had this big desire, I was going to play football, and ended up my mom, all she'd do if I wasn't doing my homework, she'd go, oh, okay, don't do your homework, and you'll flunk, and you won't be able to play football, so you won't be eligible. And so that was the motivation she used, which worked. I got enough done to get by. So when I hit 13 and going to church and so forth, I made a commitment. I accepted Christ as my Savior. And there was some discussion at the church level on whether or not you could be a Christian and it was okay to play baseball. But there was some discussion about, you remember this was, back in early 50s, and in the hills too, we there's some beliefs that are a little different, but anyway, there was some discussion, and so I had to deal with whether or not I could play football and be a Christian. The cruel, rough game of football where you were hitting people, whether that was you could have the Christian spirit and still be. And so finally, I fought the call of the Holy Spirit on me, condemning me, convicting me to accept Christ, and I'd battle that, and then I'd say, well, if they don't have an invitation this morning, it's not the Lord's will that I get saved. I'd go through, try to escape. And so, anyway, I finally decided that unconditionally that, yes, I wanted to accept Christ. And if football had to go, so be it. And so, anyway, made that decision, and that's been one of my deals where accepting Christ and being a Christian doesn't guarantee us of success, but it does guarantee that if we try to follow the Christian way, that we'll have less pain and maybe can avoid some pitfalls. And so, and that's the reason the Bible refers to the Christian life as abundant life. You know, there's no guarantees, but it guarantees that we can come closer to reaching our whatever God-given potential we have in all areas of life. And I've just tried to be simple and try to use good reasoning, and so, like everybody else, you know, Lombardi used to say, there's no disgrace in falling. The disgrace comes from staying down.
Yep, yeah, that's right. Carroll Dale, the former Packers wide receiver from those first two Super Bowl championships, NFL championships, and the Ice Bowls. We've had an opportunity to visit about football and today exploring how Jesus has changed his life. Carroll, thank you for coming back. I sure appreciate it. It's been terrific to get you on this show. God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, when you're able to have as a kid, have a dream, and that dream come more than true, I've really been a blessed individual. And for a little boy that dreamed and liked to play football, I've really been blessed. And thank you.